Welcome to the 4Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of January, recording at 9:21 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock market indices generally drifted a little bit lower, although in Europe and also the United States, they were well off their lows by the close. As a matter of fact, in the U.S., the S&P and the NASDAQ registered very modest gains, but the Dow was down 25 points. Brazil and Canada were also a little bit firmer in here today. Now, elsewhere in long-dated government bonds, it was quite a quiet day. Mixed on the U.S. Treasuries, and they had a good upward dynamic yesterday, and most of these long-dated government bond markets are testing their upper regions, although not the U.S. contracts. The dollar continued firm in here today, with the dollar index up to 84.26. And the euro was quite weak again today, down to 131.93. The resources currencies were also lower. Some of the industrial commodities were firmer here today, though, including nickel and copper. They had fallen sharply prior to today. Well, the copper hadn't fallen that sharply. Copper drifted a little bit lower. Nickel had given up most of its gains, though, and coming back to the 10,000 level before bouncing quite well here today. The agricultural commodities were somewhat mixed. Crude oil actually steadied a little bit today, going back to the industrials. But that's taken a beating since the year-end highs up when it briefly touched 50. Currently, we're seeing crude at 38.53. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, apathy and uncertainty, I think, would describe the present conditions. Stock markets are range-bound. There's a good chance, in my view, that that is a base building process overall, which commenced in October and November. Now, most people that I see quoted at any rate feel that stock market indices will be breaking downwards once again. That view is certainly in with more than a shout, given the diabolical economic news that we see. It's really unrelenting, isn't it? The buyers in this environment remain very cautious, and that's, I think, not surprising under the circumstances. But what is a change that we've seen over the last few months is that the selling pressure has lightened considerably. Now, that said, it must be said that this year so far, in the early days of 2009, with the exception of January 2nd, when so many markets commenced the year, that was a strong day for global stock markets, but that really capped the year-end rally. And the bears have had the upper hand subsequently, and that has led to some small upside failures on indices, and it's brought some of them back down towards the late December reaction, or mid to late December reaction lows. But those are mostly holding here so far. It's a typical, again, in my opinion, sort of bottoming out base building phase. It looks different from the trading range pauses that we saw earlier on during the downtrends that have been pretty much in force since markets started to top out seriously in July 2007. But I've always advocated a fairly lengthy convalescence And that is not untypical of post bear market periods. We do know that when credit problems have been at the heart of bear markets in the past, that those it's taken longer really for markets to bottom out and to move into their next recovery phases. And again, it's not hard to envisage why that might be the case again today, with so much concern and justifiable concern and uncertainty regarding the overall economic outlook. Now, if that sounds like a recipe for another down leg to the bear trend, which many investors do expect, I regard that negative consensus as a bit of a contrary indicator, but I said it's certainly in with more than a shout in terms of possibilities. But on the other side of the ledger, what's favorable in here? Well, we know that valuations are much improved. Interest rates are exceptionally low and still coming down in a number of countries. We don't have any inflation problem here right now. Crude oil and other industrial commodities are at stimulative levels. Governments are hell-bent on providing that stimulus. This all takes time. But they are not going to desist in that effort overall. And there is a fair amount of cash on the sidelines and parked in the long-dated government bond markets. The lacking ingredient, of course, for any kind of sustained recovery is a return of confidence. And I don't expect a return of confidence until lagging economic indicators clearly indicate that the recession is over. And at that stage, I would also expect to see uptrends among stock market indices, and we don't have those yet. And base formations can take a good many months to develop. So I think we'll see more of the same. Does not mean that this is an unusually risky environment, certainly not if you share my view that there's a good chance. And what's a good chance? Better than 50-50. That most stock market indices have seen their actual lows, and I'll hold with that view until or unless we see breaches beneath the early January, I beg your pardon, the early December lows. In other words, I've mentioned, Owen and I have often mentioned those early December lows, that we would assume that this was a base building process underway until or unless we saw those early January lows taken out. And those early January lows are not the are not the bear market lows to date. Now, if you share my view that this is more likely than not to be a bottoming out process overall, then it would pay to nibble in stock markets on weakness. With markets ranging, I don't think we need to pay up for anything. And indeed, when I have paid up for positions, getting a little too enthusiastic, I've usually seen those positions turn into losses fairly quickly. And when I've done best, this is hardly surprising, it's when markets have really been quite soft and I have felt that they were oversold and due for a bit of a bounce and picked up positions in that environment. I think it's a trading environment. It's perhaps a baby steps type of trading environment where one nibbles very, very lightly on weakness and then take some profits on the next bounce. Equally, this is also an environment where people may just say, well, I'm not interested in participating in a potential bottoming out process, given the economic risks that exist out there. I'd much rather sit in cash and wait and see, and when we have clear evidence that the global economy is not only past its worst, but is actually emerging from this severe recession. And when I next see that stock markets are in upward trends, that's when I'll want to come back into equity markets or increase my equity market exposure. That's a perfectly understandable view. But my hunch is that, as I say, we will see markets bumbling along here in a ranging fashion, but that it is all part of a bottoming out and base building phase prior to the next recovery, which will be fueled by liquidity provided by central banks, liquidity in the hands of investors who have put much of that in short-term government instruments, and some of it in long-term government instruments, which I think represent very poor value. And I think it'll also be fueled by cheap energy. Okay, what about these other markets here? Well, as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, and also the yen, when stock markets underperform, as we've seen over the last week or so, and we tend to get a firmer dollar and also a firmer yen. That won't always be the case, but I think it's being interpreted as further deleveraging among people who had used the dollar and also the yen as carry trades. There may well be a remaining element of truth to all that. Currencies range trade far more than they actually trend. Looking at charts of the U.S. dollar index, it's rallied up to a region, well, it's near the underside, is approaching the underside of the small top formation that that formed in the last quarter of last year. And I would not be the least surprised to see that top formation turn back this dollar rally, but we don't have the technical evidence of that as yet. And in markets, and particularly in an uncertain environment such as we have at the moment, it's a good idea to look for technical evidence. And for me, that would be downward dynamics by the U.S. dollar index. It would be upward dynamics by various currencies against the U.S. dollar. I think we will see that, but we haven't seen it yet, and it's a signal that I'm looking for. Once we do see that, once we see signals that the dollar rally has run out of steam, I think that will be bullish for precious metals again. I think it will be bullish for industrial metals once again, and perhaps some of the other commodities as well. And I think that's pretty much it here today. A quiet day in markets generally. So I'll just finish off as I usually do and say all the very best to all of you.